Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So the headline on page 4 of today's Chicago Sun Crimes, another Trump sanctuary setback, declaring the United States a country that jealously guards the separation of powers. A federal appeals court in Chicago yesterday dealt the administration a new blow in its ongoing feud with sanctuary cities. Joining us once again, he's been on with us before, is Ed Siskel. He's the head of the city's law department. Last he was in our studio, but we'll take him on the phone today. Ed, welcome back. How are you?
Thanks. I'm great, and it's good to be here.
So is this something that you personally oversee, or does somebody else handle this at the city?
No, so we had a number of lawyers here in the city's law department who were involved in the case, and our head of our appellate division, Benna Solomon, argued the case before the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. But we also had two national law firms that were helping us with this pro bono, so not charging the city anything for their help. But so we had a great team, and they did an excellent job presenting the arguments to the court, and we're very pleased with the decision yesterday.
Tell us, what was at play? What was this about?
So this is about a program called the Byrne Justice Assistance Grant, and it's actually named after a New York police officer, Officer Byrne, who was killed in the line of duty and was actually an immigrant who became a New York police officer. You know, it's a grant program that's been around for many years that provides public safety assistance grant funds to cities and counties all across the country. Chicago has received those grant funds for many years for important tools to assist the Chicago Police Department. And last year, the Trump Justice Department decided to try to impose some new conditions on cities for receiving those public safety grant funds. One of those conditions was to allow ICE agents, Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents, into our lockup facilities to investigate potential immigration violations. And the other was to require us to give advance notice to ICE agents before releasing anyone from our custody. We challenged those conditions interfering with our values as a welcoming city and our community policing strategy, and argued that the Attorney General doesn't have the authority under federal law and under the Constitution to condition grant funds on those two areas. And the trial judge here in Chicago agreed with us. It went up to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, and in a resounding opinion yesterday, the Court of Appeals said that the Trump Justice Department was violating the Constitution in imposing these conditions.
They said Congress has the power of the purse. They get to donate or grant this money, and the president can't trump that, in other words, right?
Exactly, and that actually Congress has considered the possibility of doing this a number of times, and each time has rejected doing it, and that the Attorney General and President Trump can't go around the will of Congress and basically conscript local law enforcement into enforcing federal immigration law.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about that. I mean, so you said there's two things here. ICE wants to get into the lockup and talk to potential immigration violations, and they also want advance notice on raids. Why don't you cooperate? If you believe that the city or county is arrested, I guess it would be city in your case, if the city has in lockup somebody that may be here illegally, do you feel any obligation to cooperate with the federal government about that?
Well, you know, first of all, it's important to recognize that the access that the Justice Department and Immigration and Customs Enforcement is seeking here is not dependent on them having to come forward with any evidence that somebody has committed a crime. Most of the investigations that they might be doing are not even for criminal offenses. They're for a civil immigration issue, and that the conditions that they were trying to impose are not tied to having any evidence to show that somebody has in fact committed an immigration violation, but simply to be able to investigate that. And you know, it is already the case that the rhetoric coming from the Trump administration has caused widespread fear among immigrant communities here in Chicago and around the country that fundamentally undermines public safety.
Yeah, but that's
makes people less inclined to reach out to the police to cooperate.
I understand that, Ed, but that's not what I'm getting at here. I in principle understand the frustration of the administration or people listening to you right now who say, wait a minute, shouldn't we do everything we can to cooperate if somebody is not here legally? I know it's not your job to go looking for them, but if you have someone that you think might not be here legally, shouldn't you cooperate as much as you can with the federal government?
Well, and the federal government can play their role in enforcing federal immigration law. The court actually addressed this point in the opinion yesterday, saying that, you know, while the federal government throughout their briefs talks about the sanctuary cities interfering with their enforcement, that is a red herring, the court called it, because there is nothing in this case, the court said, that involves any affirmative interference with federal law enforcement at all. That's a direct quote from the opinion. This is about whether the federal government can tie public safety grant funds that the Congress set up the program in a way to give states and local law enforcement the ability to design how they think crime should be fought in their jurisdiction, and unilaterally imposes a requirement that they have to affirmatively assist federal immigration law. And that's the problem here. And that's what the court recognized was a violation of separation of powers.
Yeah, right. I mean, regardless of that line of questioning I'm pursuing, at the end of the day, it is, should they have the right to withhold funding? And it's funny because, so we have these two characters, Donald Trump and Rahm Emanuel, and it's sort of, it plays out kind of personal, doesn't it? And and what the Justice Department is saying is, evidently Mayor Rahm Emanuel and the city of Chicago do not care enough about public safety that they will cooperate with us. They will even forego funds to ensure public safety because they're in love with this sanctuary status thing.
I would say this is not my view,
Ed. That's not my view.
Yeah. It's not about any sort of personality difference or about Rahm Emanuel or Donald Trump. You have cities and counties all over the country that have joined in and supported our litigation. We had 37 cities and cities big and small in red states and blue states that filed briefs supporting our position. We had former law enforcement folks, all because they recognize that, one, state and local officials should be able to wage the crime fight in the way that they know makes the most sense for their jurisdiction. Frankly, that the studies have shown that sanctuary cities are actually safer, that they have lower crime rates, and with good reason, because that means that people in immigrant communities, people throughout the city are that much more inclined to see the police as partners in public safety rather than feeling like if they report crime, if they serve as witnesses, that they risk folks in their community being deported.
So what does this mean then for Chicago? How much money do we get and how do we spend it?
Well, so the grant that is particularly at issue in this litigation is the 2017 Byrne JAG grant, which is about $2 million for Chicago. Now, the key thing, though, to recognize is that this is very much a test case, that while, you know, we might be litigating in that context, the Trump Justice Department has already tried to expand this to other grant programs, to the COPS grant program. And, you know, we're talking about this for cities all over the country. The Justice Department, even though they have lost every single case that has addressed this issue, so this is being litigated in Philadelphia, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and here. So they're 5-0, that meaning we have won five times, the Justice Department has lost every single time. Even despite that losing record, they have made the choice to not distribute these grant funds to anyone in the country, not just Chicago. So that involves, you know, tens of millions of dollars just for 2017 alone. And it's affecting, you know, police departments in cities all over the country who want to use this stuff to, here in Chicago, we would use it for expanding the ShotSpotter technology, which allows police to deploy faster and more accurately in response to gun violence. But other cities, you know, use this stuff for equipment, you know, for personnel. So it's it is really belies the Trump Justice Department's rhetoric, at least, that they care about public safety and about helping local police departments.
You don't have this money and you're not expecting a check anytime soon, huh?
Well, you know, we think, given the fact that they keep losing, the Justice Department would be smart to recognize that, you know, they should actually distribute the grant funds, you know, that if they really care about helping cities like Chicago with the crime fight, they ought to give us the grant funds and we can continue to fight this out in court. But in the meantime, actually use those resources to help our police department. So I'm hopeful that they will do that. We are exploring all avenues for pushing them to finally distribute these public safety grant funds. And hopefully they'll recognize that the time has come to do that.
Come sit in my studio next time, Ed. It's good to hear your voice. Congratulations over there.
Thanks, and I look forward to seeing you in person next time.
Yeah, our best to you guys over there and gals at the city's law department. Ed Siskel is the head of that in Chicago.